Let's start the breathing exercise. Everyone, feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Now you're going to breathe in very deeply and slowly. So I want you to take your time on these first few. Try not to rush. All right, hands underneath the chin, please. Chin and knuckles stay together throughout the breathing exercise. Keep the weight to the heels, shoulders nice and loose. You can swallow a couple of times and begin, please. Inhale, breathing, elbows slowly lift up towards the ceiling. Breathe in smoothly by the throat, full inhalation. Good, now exhale, breathing slowly. Mouth open, push the head slowly back. Look way, way, way back for the wall behind you. Elbows come together. Inhale, breathing slowly. The chin comes down. At the same pace, elbows lift up as high as possible. Full lungs. Exhale, one. Mouth open, two. Three. Push the chin, four, all the way back, five. Little more stomach in, six. Again, please inhale by the throat. Smooth inhalation. All right. By the throat for the whole six counts. Exhale, breathing, H-A. Make sure the end of the exhale is very strong. You still have air to push out. Elbows together. Inhale. One. Head down. Two. Three. Halfway. Four. Five. Looks good, Tanya. Six. Exhale. One. Chest up. Two. Three. Everybody stomach in more. Five and more. Six. Good, Matt. Inhale. Head down. Looks great, Elizabeth. Keep depression of the abdominal wall, but maximum expansion of the rib cage. Exhale. Head goes up. Mouth open. Hips just a little forward while sucking in the stomach, elbows together. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, breathe in more, four, rib cage lifting, five, and expanding to the side, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, let the shoulders drop, four, you got it, Dorothy, five, cross your thumbs, six. Inhale, elbows separate and lift, chin down. Lift up and expand the ribs to both sides of your chest. Now exhale, keeping the breastbone lifted, the ribs on the sides have to squeeze in and down as part of the exhale. Good. Inhale, one. By the throat, two, three. Suck in your stomach, four. A little bit more, five. Elbows all the way up, six. Nice, Jen. Exhale. Center of the chest and upper back lift up. That's great, Eric. Keep going. Stomach, stomach, stomach. Suck it in. Inhale, head down. Synchronize the movement of the head coming down, elbows lifting with your inhale. Exhale, same exact thing on the exhale. Everything moves smoothly for the whole six counts. Elbows together, inhale, one, two, stomach in, three, four, stomach in, five, do it again, six. Exhale, one, everybody chest up, two, three, look way back, four, look for the back wall, five, six, inhale, head down a few more. In the first set, squeeze your thighs in towards each other, towards the center plane of the body that intersects heels and belly button. Exhale, breathing, and the whole spine, right in the middle. Slowly the hands come together, cross your thumbs, elbows touch. Inhale, one, two, three, four, breathe in more, five, breathe in more, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, look way back, four, weight on the heels, five, let's do one more after this. Six, inhale, head down, smooth inhalation by the throat for the entire six counts. You take in the same amount of air. Exhale, breathing, removing the same amount of hair on each of the six counts of the exhale. Squeeze it out, stomach in, elbows come together. All right, you can change now. Arms down by your sides. I do not see your video, Emily, just FYI. All right, let's do second set. Hands underneath the chin, please. Keep the chin and knuckles touching each other throughout the breathing exercise. When you can keep the abdominal wall depressed, you will learn to use the ribcage expansion muscles, the breathing muscles, better. Swallow a couple of times. Let's begin. Inhale, one, two, I can see you, Emily, three, looks fine, four, five, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, drop the shoulders, four, that's it, Dorothy, five, six. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, breathe in more, four, ribcage expanding, five, six. Exhale, one, drop the shoulders right away, two, that's it, Dorothy, three, look way back, four, five, more stomach in, six, elbows touch. Inhale again, head down, try to move the head the same amount per count so everything stops together. Exhale, breathing, push the head back with your strong grip, hands come together, cross your thumbs, elbows touch. Inhale, elbows separate and lift, looks great, you guys. Let the shoulders be moved by the elbows lifting up. Exhale, keep the elbows pretty high as they come forward, but let the shoulders drop. Suck in your stomach, everybody, even more. Inhale, one, head down, two, looks good, Ellen, three, four, now look in the mirror, five, at the rib cage expanding, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, two butt cheeks forward, four, a little bit more, five, suck in your stomach, 6, suck in your stomach, inhale, head down. Try to move the arms the same amount, up, on each of the 6 counts. Exhale, the elbows come forward the same amount on each of the 6 counts. You just go as smoothly as you can. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, thighs press together, 4, 5, suck in your stomach, 1 more, 6, good air, and exhale, 1, stomach in, 2, 3, chest, breastbone up, 5, 6, inhale, head down. Maximum expansion of your rib cage. Exhale, breathing, push the head back. And this arm movement helps you with the breathing strength. Inhale, head down, elbows lift up. The act of inhaling while bringing the arms up is very effective for that expansion of the rib cage. Exhale, breathing, push the head back. Now keep the chest lifted, suck in your stomach. This is great for the neck and the whole spinal cord. Last 2, please. Inhale, breathing, head down. The repeated backward bend of the neck in this warm-up helps to move. You're already moving the spinal cord from top to bottom. Exhale, 1, mouth open, 2. Not only at the neck, 3, 4, but the whole thing, 5, 6. 1 more, please. Inhale, head down. Breathe in more. Breathe in more. You might feel a little dizzy. Exhale. When you're done, push the head back. Everybody chest up. Shoulders nice and loose, relaxed. Squeeze out all the air. Elbows come together. Great start. Arms down by your sides. All right. Good morning. When's the last time you were in a room with 15 people and it was so quiet? Ever, right? It's just in here. Okay. Let's begin half moon pose. Take a nice deep breath. Arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath, stretch up. Go right and left a few times, just nice and easy. I want for every inhale to be something you are aware of. This is accessible to you. This is accessible to anybody who's, you know, basic concentration function, all right? Every inhale I want you to realize, every exhale you realize is happening as it's happening. Okay, good warm up, come up, stop in the middle. Lean the body weight back, so the maximum body weight's on the heels. Push your 2 butt cheeks forward, stomach in, bring the arms back and chin up. Now, inhale once more, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Slowly bend your upper body to the right, keeping the stomach in. Simultaneously push your hips to the left without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. Maintain the maximum body weight to the heels. Come down all the way. Pull your body over to the right. Push your hips to the left to create the stretch all over the left side of the body. But much more is happening beyond this stretch. Squeeze the palms together. Do that thing, Tammy. Chest, rib cage up and forward. Bring the whole chest, sternum forward. Keep going. There you go. Now take a deep breath, stomach in, and reach out to the right side, straight out over the line that your heels are on. Lift up your chin, and now try to straighten the right elbow. That's the right way. Now pull the body over to the right. Exhale, come down, push hips to the left. That's good if you fall to the right, Kevin. Just push your hips a little more off center. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Chin up, arms back, weight on the heels. Inhale, stomach in, try to touch the ceiling. Pull your body over to the left. Push your hips, pelvis, upper thighs to the right. Without bending the elbows, without bending the knees, without the weight going to the toes. All these things that we are trying to maintain as we go into the bending are the challenge, but they are where we get strong, where we figure out how to use the system. Push your hips beyond the center to the right side, keeping weight on the heels. That's it, Tanya. Left shoulder a little bit forward, everyone, so you get the 2 armpits equal distance from the mirror. When you inhale next, pick the breastbone straight up away from the heels, holding the stomach in as you do it. Come down and push. Reach to the left, push. Suck in your stomach, push. Beautiful. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. All right, next is a backward bend. Nice deep breath in, eyes open. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Now, smooth breathing is the fuel for all of this. So look for the floor, but breathe normally. Now bring your arms back towards your ears. You don't drive a car without the fuel, right? So you want to only do the posture when you have the fuel, you have the breathing. So make that 1. Then push your upper body back. Try to touch the wall behind you, bending your entire spine. Lower spine, middle spine, upper spine. Take a nice inhale to the upper chest, ribs. Then exhale, hips forward, everyone. Push your stomach forward. Push the thighs forward. You can tilt the hands more in back, so you're pointing down more. Reach back, arms back, way back, go back, look back. Very nice. Inhale, come up, stop in the middle. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling, stomach in. You may bend the knees if needed. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. Try to keep the body weight to the toes, Ellen, on the way into it. And it's fine to bend the knees a little bit. All right, once you're touching the floor, move your hips back and forth, right, left, right, left. Bend the right, then the left, right, left, just to get the hips and low back. Nice, Veronica. All right, hands to feet pose. Grab your heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles throughout the entire posture. If you can't grab the heels, start out with your hands on the floor in front of you. Suck in your stomach, and little by little, walk your hands to the feet until you can get some amount of the fingertips underneath. First the toes, then outsides of the feet, one day heels. Now pull on the heels once you have them to stretch your upper body down towards the floor from the lower spine. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on the legs. No gap anywhere between upper body and legs. Tanya, that's great. Now when you exhale, elbows towards the back wall, less of the finger length, Colleen, underneath the heel. Just one finger bone. There you go. So now the palms can press flat, wrists press flat into the back of the heel, back of the ankle. Roll forward, pull on the heels, push your knees back, hold it. That is great. Change again. Bring your hands back around in front, interlace fingers on the floor, and you come up, arms and head together, stomach in. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, and bring your arms down by your sides. Now we can say good morning again. Okay. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Interlace the fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Suck in your stomach. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Slowly bend to the right. Push your hips to the left. Yesterday, I was thinking about John Thoreau. Remember truck driver John? Anyway, push your hips to the left. I think he's moved away right now, but he had back pain for 40 years. Come down and push hips to the left side. And when he started class, he had all these benefits with his chronic kidney. This is all public on the website. I'm not sharing anything private. Come down a little bit more. All right, suck in your stomach, reach, pull your body over to the right. But the point is when he started sucking his stomach in 4 years into the yoga practice, that's when the back pain went away. Right elbow straight, keep the chin up, pull your hands over to the right side, suck in your stomach, and push your hips to the left. Inhale, breathing, come up. Now, it might take that long to figure out how to do it. That's fine. Chin up, arms back, weight on the heels. Inhale, stretch up and over to the left. Push your hips to the right. He came up to me and said, hey, Ann, I finally decided to listen to you. I finally decided to suck in my stomach. He's always funny. Push your hips to the right, keeping the weight to the heels. Chin up, arms back. That's it. When you inhale, pull the stomach in. This is not an easy thing to do, all right? But it stabilizes the low back, all right? Everything connected from abdomen to the lumbar spine. It's all one system, all right? Strength and nerves, stability, communication, five. Straighten elbows, four. That's it, Sandy. Three, pull your body over. Two, suck in your stomach, come down. One, inhale, come up. And at first, when you suck in the stomach, you might think, gosh, I'm not going very far. Now, relax the abdominal muscles. Take a deep breath, drop your head all the way back. Every posture has specific action with every body part. Bring your arms back towards your ears. So right now, in the back bend, let the abdomen be stretched and open and totally relax. Push your chin back. So you stretch from the collarbones to the chin, and now push your hands back more. Take a nice deep breath into the upper ribs, then exhale, hips forward, everyone. Stomach forward, relax the breathing, thighs forward. Now reach back, arms straight, go back, more back. Nice arms, Dorothy. Inhale, breathing, come up. Nice, Jen. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling, stomach in, hands on the floor in front of you. Body weight to the toes. That's right, Ellen. Yeah, if you almost feel like you're going to stumble forward, fine. That's the right way. Suck in the stomach, bend the knees a little more. You may do the warm-up if you need it. Second set, bend the right knee, right, left, right, left. Let the upper body drop down, neck straight. As soon as you can, grab the heels. So you might, at a certain point, no longer need the warm-up of hands to feet pose. In that case, you can just start the posture. A very small amount of the fingers underneath the heel. Pull on the heels, because eventually you're going to be pushing more than pulling. The pulling gets you acquainted with how to keep the upper body to the legs. But then, I want you to push the fingernails and first knuckles down into the floor. That's right, Sandy. And the elbows can go back and towards each other. Once you get enough of that, you can feel the fingers starting to bend more. Elbows back and together. You're doing great. Roll forward so the body weight is to the base of the toes. Now exhale, pull on the heels, push your knees back, try to lock the legs. Tremendous stretching and length all over the back side of the body. Looks good, Tanya. Suck in your stomach. Push the fingers and toes down. Top of the head towards the feet. Dorothy, face to the shins, a little closer. Face to the legs, face to the legs, face to the legs. Great. Change again. Hands back around in front of you. Get your grip, arms and head together. Come up. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, arms down to the side. Erin, is it the very low back? The whole thing. Okay, great. All right, right foot step to the right. 6 inches, feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing, arms up in front of you, tricep muscles contracted. How's your neck? Is it the neck too? Neck is okay? Okay, arms up in front of you, tricep muscles contracted. Take a nice deep breath, exhale, suck in your stomach, sit down, feet flat position, maximum body weight on the heels. The more you can suck in the stomach and control, one of the things sucking in the stomach does, it helps you control the position, very detailed position of the lower spine vertebrae, but also the position of the pelvis, all right? So you're gonna suck in the stomach in this one, lift your chest up, lean your upper body way back, sit down one more lower, great. Inhale, breathing, come up, arms stay there. Now take a deep breath, go all the way up on the tiptoes. Center of the chest and upper back stretch up towards the ceiling, top of the head stretches up towards the ceiling. Keep the shoulders down, triceps contracted, and sit right down on the tops of the toes. Push your heels up super high, tippy toes. Heels up, knees up, sit down, thighs parallel to the floor. That's it, push the ankles forward. Upper body, upright position. That's good, Kevin. Upper body back, ankles forward. Upper body back, ankles forward. Heels up, knees up. Hold it. Nice job. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet flat position. Third part, come up a little bit on the toes. Squeeze the knees together. Bring the chest forward, Tammy, too. Same here. There, right there. Now suck in your stomach. Take a deep breath. Yes, I see it. Slowly sit down. Did you see the ribs? Six fan, Tammy? That was great. Suck in your stomach. Take some deep, full inhales. Sitting all the way down, back of the head, back of the hips, leaning against the imaginary wall behind you. No gap. Keep the knees together, push them down and forward, stomach and chest up, shoulders down, elbows locked. You can do it faster than I can say it. Don't worry, you have plenty of time. Inhale, breathing, slowly come up, knees together. Words are almost cumbersome relative to how quickly you can concentrate and do something. Right foot to the left foot, arms down by your sides. Now I know the thing might not respond yet. It's okay. Right foot, step out to the right 6 inches. Arms up in front of you. Exhale, stomach in. You're in the chair in the blink of an eye. Now, if the body's, you know, tense or tight, sometimes it takes a little longer to get into it, but mentally you can be in it instantaneously. That's the thing about following the words. I want you mentally to follow the words and initiate with the words. Sometimes it takes longer for the body to respond or for the thing to happen. Nothing wrong with that. Suck in your stomach, sit down more, sit down more, sit down more, sit down more. Nobody's sitting too low, upper body back. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stand up on the tiptoes as high as possible. Ron K is not here, but he can sit down too low and awkward. There's a few people on the planet, okay? Suck in your stomach, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. Eyes focus, 1 point, upper body forward. One more, Tammy, and sit down. 10 counts in the chair. 9, nice mat, 8, ankles forward. 7, great with the feet, Elizabeth, 6, heels up, 5, heels up again, 4, keep going, heels up, 3, upper body back, Veronica, 2, upper body back, Kevin, 1, inhale, come up, looks great, you guys, heels down, third part, knees together, body weight forward to the toes, take a full inhale, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, sit down, drop the shoulders, Colleen, a little bit, there you go, breastbone and upper back lift, but the shoulders stay down, neck looks long. Now, especially if it's difficult for you to suck in the stomach, and even if you think it's never going to happen, please keep trying. We're building a communication system. I mean, it's there, but sometimes it's been sleeping or deactivated or injured. And so if you just keep the connection alive the best you can and maybe wake it up, even after thousands of tries, you're going to have great success with this and healing. Inhale, slowly come up. Even if it doesn't happen in your view, all right, just try anyway. Feet flat position, feet together, arms down by your sides. You might not think something's happening, but you digest food every day, right? And you're not necessarily thinking it's happening. So there's things happening, even that we're not aware of, even that we can't think about. Eagle posture is next. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands right in front of the face. Thumbs close to the face. Pinky fingers towards the mirror. Pull the elbows down to get the fingertips below the nose. Now bend your knees. Sit down as low as you can. Body weight on the heels. Upper body back. Couple of inches. Lift your right leg as high as possible over the left. Cross and twist the legs like ropes. Put your right foot behind the left calf muscle. All 5 toes visible in the mirror. If the foot is coming out or not wrapped yet, sit down a little lower. And even if it is wrapped, you can sit down lower until your hips are in the chair. Standing thigh one day parallel to the floor. Keep the body weight to the heel, pull your elbows down more, upper body back at the end. Very nice, come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head, left arm underneath the right arm, cross again, grab your hands right in front of the face, thumbs close to the face but not touching it. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach, bend your knees, sit as low as you can. See if you can sit as low as your first part of awkward pose. Nice, Sandy, weight to the heels, left leg lift up over the right leg. Pressure between the legs, bones to the skin. Left foot behind the right calf muscle, all five toes visible in the mirror. That's it, Colleen. Then you can let the foot slide down so the ankle and calf muscle have no gap between. Pull your elbows down more. Lift your chest up. That's right, Tammy, to bring the upper body back and chest up at the same time. You got it. Come up, everyone. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands. Interlacing the fingers is fine. Try to get the palms to match each other. Can you imagine palm to palm? Not one up or down. That's where we're headed. Pull the elbows down, stomach, and sit down in the chair, please. Elbows down. That's right, Emily, towards the belly button. Now right leg over the left, as high as it will go. Line up in the center, your hands, elbows, knees, and feet. So push the hands right to the middle. Press the palms flatter. If you can keep the palms matching, you can straighten the fingers. Press the fingertips together. Press the base of the fingers together. Upper body back at the end. All right, good. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands. You can interlace fingers, eventually fingers straight. Pull the elbows down, stomach, and sit down low in the chair. Weight on the heels. Left leg lift up. Maximum pressure between as much of the legs as possible. So first the thighs, then the lower legs. Ankle and calf muscle even can get a little pressure between. Get your hips behind you, everybody, when you sit down more. And keep them back there when you bring the upper body back. That's right, Dorothy. Elbows down, chest up. One more stomach in. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Exhale, arms down by your side. Great warm up. Nice breathing, you guys. I was looking at your stickers today. That was fun. I have so many extra. If anybody wants a I exhaled the expletive out of 2020 sticker, I'll give, yeah, you like, okay. You can have them this year. It's fun with fireworks on it. All right, you can be the Vanna White. Look, everybody. All right, standing head to knee pose. Feet together nicely. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Bring your right leg up in front of you, thigh parallel to the floor. Now first, take a deep breath. As you're exhaling, round the spine forward, grab the right foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. In your mind, always I want you to know, whether you're inhaling or exhaling, concentrate also very deeply on your standing leg. Concentrate on sucking in the stomach. Whether or not it goes in, try again. Standing leg, solid concrete lamppost, unbroken, no knee. Look in the mirror at your left knee. Don't even blink your eyes. Inhale, breathing, right leg lift up and stretch forward. Now if they blink, fine, but your determination is to keep your eyes locked on your standing leg. Take a deep breath. Kick your right heel forward, flexing your foot back from the ankle, all five toes turning in. One day both legs will be locked. Contraction on the top of both thighs looks great, Matt. Then you can round the spine, elbows coming down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. You can bring the upper body, Amanda, up a little higher as you're lifting the leg. There you go. And push the left butt cheek, everyone, a little forward. Change again. Arms straight, chest up. Bend the right knee, feet together, arms down. Other side, left leg lift up, thigh parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath. The spine goes up and over. Suck in your stomach to bring the body down. Now, sometimes the function, the abdominal wall function, is suppressed if there's an issue with the lower spine. It's okay. This is a common thing. Standing leg, solid concrete lamppost, unbroken. Inhale, breathing, left leg, lift up and stretch forward. But as you do backward bending, as you improve the lumbar spine itself, you will improve the communication to the abdominal wall muscles. It's not just sucking in your stomach that makes stomach in possible. It's the whole class, including the back bends. Kick the heel forward, turn the toes back. Once both legs are locked, elbows can come down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Keep the shoulders relaxed, face relaxed, breathing always normal. Good, change again, arms straight. Bend the left knee, feet together. Any questions on this one? All right. When will you stop hating it? I'm kidding, take a deep breath. Right leg lift up. You will. As soon as you get zapped into the present moment, and we don't know what's gonna do that, okay? Reach for the right foot. Now, here's the thing. Let's say you can't forward bend very much. You can still stand on one leg, concentrate deeply, and breathe smoothly, right? So even if you don't get the foot, you may be in the posture, but go ahead to the second part once you do get the foot. Truly, you can be in 1% of the depth and get 100% benefit mentally and physically for yourself. Now, if you can get both legs locked, then bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Once the elbows go below the calf muscle, very steady, Emily. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing. Stay on one leg. Eyes don't move. Eyes don't move. Breathing is steady. Change again. Head up, arms straight. Just try this. Right now, can you look at your right knee in the mirror? The only thing I care about, other than your breathing, is that you keep looking there. Okay, go ahead, pick up the left foot in front of you. You don't need to look anywhere else. We get in the habits of looking other places, and it's fine. It's helpful. But right now, just look at your right knee. I don't care what else happens other than your breathing. Go ahead. You can go further in the posture, left leg lift up, or stay there and just stare at the right leg. And you stare internally at the breathing. It's a kind of parallel. Your eyes don't change. Your concentration doesn't change. You can go to the edge here. Once both legs are locked, elbows down, tuck your chin to the chest, stomach in. Five, you can do it. Four, breathe smoothly. Three, still the eyes are glued on the knee. Now, when you get out of it, keep looking at the knee. Feet together, stand tall. Just get acquainted with that knee. Still, you can look at it. Now, look over at your left knee. Look up higher on the left thigh. Grab the right ankle, left arm up. Look at left leg. This is your standing leg now. It's a great place to focus standing bull pulling pose. Left arm up in front of you. We did all of those, right? Okay. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, charge your upper body forward. I want your eyes to be fully part of the posture. It not only helps your concentration, but it helps you direct the neck and the whole spine. So if you can focus one point, either on the left knee or a little bit higher on the left thigh, keep the leg locked and do standing bull pulling pose, stretching forward and kicking back all the way. And when you kick back, the right shoulder gets pulled back, invisible from the front view behind the left shoulder. Keep kicking back. Let the right arm, Amanda, be pulled by your kick. Kick back, kick back. Keep kicking so the right shoulder is totally loose and the spine twists. Last few counts, body down until abdomen is parallel to the floor. That's nice, Aaron. Stretch forward and kick. Body down and kick. Take a deep breath. Kick up a little bit more. All right, change again. What are you looking at? Did something else call your attention? It might have. It's okay. Now look at your right thigh. Left hand up in front of you, palm up, turn it out. We just get into habits of, like, I don't know, the carpet is interesting, apparently. Right arm up in front of you, or the mat. Oh, let me look at the little quilts. Okay, look at the right thigh. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, charge forward, kick back. Probably what happens is we start thinking outside of the moment, and the eyes kind of just follow the daydream somehow. So if you keep your eyes focused and help, it helps keep the daydream in the present moment with what you're doing. Standing leg locked, right arm pushes forward, right fingertips forward, good stretching forward, Maureen, that's great. Now kick the left foot back so the left hand goes towards the back wall. That's good kicking back, Eric. Now bring the upper body down and kick up a little more. Abdomen parallel to the floor. Now stretch forward and kick up equally the same. Good kicking, Colleen, it's great for neck, shoulders. Look forward, chin forward, come down, take a deep breath, kick up one more. Great, change again. Feet together, arms down by your sides. Right hand up in front of you, second set, palm up, turn it out to the right. Hold your ankle from the inside, left arm up. You can already be focusing on the left thigh. All right, take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, 20 counts, go, 19, charge forward, 18, kick back, 17, 16, your right shoulder neck, 15, will get stretched, 14, totally relaxed, 13, pulled back, 12, 11, front arm, a little higher, Tammy, 9, there you go. 8, now push the fingertips, 7, towards the mirror, 6, that's it, Matt, 5, body down and kick, 4, 3, let the right shoulder go back, 2, body down, stretch forward, kick up, 1, lovely, change feet together, arms down, look at your next standing thigh, that's the right leg, left hand up in front of you, turn it out, hold the ankle from the inside, all 5 fingers together, and right arm comes up in front of you, then straight up towards the ceiling, palm facing the mirror. All right, take a deep breath, stretch up so much, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, 20 counts, charge forward, 19, kick back, 18, 17, upper body turns, 16 right away, 15, 14. I want the right arm, 13, parallel to the floor, 12. Reach for your eyes, 11, 10, standing leg locked, 9, kick back more, 8, kick up now, 7, 6, keep kicking, 5, go and touch the mirror, 4, kick back, 3, kick up, 2, stretch forward, kick up, 1. Take your time. Change again. Balancing stick pose. Front row, you can step to the back of the mat. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers, release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Everybody chin up, arms back, chest up. Take a deep breath, a big step onto your right foot. Lock both legs, left toes pointed, come down. Bring your upper body down, left leg up. Sole of the foot, which you cannot see, facing exactly the ceiling. Come down, but keep your arms up with your ears. Squeeze the hands, palms together. Come down, chest down, chest down, chest down. Go forward, stretch forward, change, come up. Take a deep breath, big step forward onto the left foot. Lock both legs, right toes point, come down. Bring your upper body down, left leg up. Keep your arms like glue with pressure to your ears. That's good, Aaron. Chin forward, look forward about 4 feet in front of you on the floor. Go forward, stretch forward, suck in your stomach, try to touch the mirror. Inhale, breathing, come up. Nice arms mat on that one. Feet together, arms down by your sides. Do you remember pulling yourself over to the side in half moon pose, remember? About 20 minutes ago, maybe 15, anyway. This one is the same. If you can imagine Sandy pulling my hands, they get pulled, right? And come down and pull them forward. You want to pull on them? Okay. I'm going to go into the posture without stretching. Go slowly because no one's pulling on my feet. I gotta counterweight her with my back leg. Go ahead. Okay. If someone were pulling on my foot, then we could stay there. But did you see it? Okay. So you can imagine Sandy pulling on your hands. Ready? Arms over the head. There's 15 of Sandy's right now in our brains. Chin up. Big step onto the right foot. Lock both legs. Now, come down and then picture it. Sandy's grabbing your hands, pulling them forward, but just enough so you can take the back leg. Imagine also Sandy's pulling on your foot towards the back wall. Change. There's 30 Sandy's. Come up. Chin up. Take a deep breath. Big step onto the left foot. It's like the Matrix. Come down, leg up. Go ahead. So you get down there, and then you have pulling forward and backward. You're doing it to yourself, though. I mean, this is the amazing thing. You are stretching yourself out with your own strength. It's strong. Go forward. Stretch forward. Leg up. Change. Come up. You guys balance better than ever, by the way. Arms down by your sides. It helps you balance. You counterweight yourself with the strength. Okay. Thank you, Sandy. Please step to the left side of the mat for standing separate leg stretching. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to your right. Big step. Arms immediately parallel to the floor. Palms face down. The heels in one line, please. Feet slightly turned in. Now, lock your legs first. Then take a deep breath. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Come forward with your weight more to the toes than the heel. Arms outstretched all the way down until you can't see yourself in the mirror anymore. Then put your hands down, grabbing the heels from the outside. Stepping on the fingers, all five fingers together. If you can't reach the heels, same principle as enhanced V pose. Put your hands in front of you on the floor to help keep the body weight towards the toes, which we want in the posture. And then little by little, walk your hands towards the feet so you get just a little bit of the fingertips first underneath the toes, then the outside of the foot, eventually outside of the heels. Roll forward, chin forward, look forward, pull on the heels once you have them, but make sure legs stay locked. Stretch the body straight down. Touch your head to the floor right between your feet. Now keep the stomach in. Bring the arms out and head up. Slowly come up. Good stomach in, Eric. It's happening in this one. All right. Inhale, feet together, arms over your head. Arms down by your sides. How you doing, Tammy? All right, second set. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor, palms face down. Heels in one line. Take a slightly wider step with the heels if you didn't touch your head to the floor yet. Super stomach in. Take a deep breath. Stretch up and then forward. Arms outstretched all the way. Push your face towards the mirror. Breastbone towards the mirror. Upper back, you can try to flatten out by, in your mind, backbending it a little bit, puffing the chest out. This will help you get the upper back to stretch. Go ahead, pull on the heels once you have them. But keep not only the kneecaps lifting, but even the upper thigh, upper quadricep, awake and contracted, even if you don't stretch as much. All right, the memory comes from the strength and contractions. We want to create some muscle memory of strength in the postures, because as a result of that strength, other things will relax. You don't need to try to stretch. I want you to try to contract and then press the fingers and toes to the floor using your strength. Bring the body down, head to the floor between the feet. Good. Nice one. Change. Nice one, Sandy. Arms out, head up. Slowly come up. Inhale, right foot to the left foot. Arms over your head. Arms down by your sides. Triangle pose. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways. Big step to the right, arms immediately parallel to the floor. Nice stillness, you guys, in between the postures. Take a deep breath. Push both hips forward, both arms back. Inhale, lift the chest up. Turn your right foot all the way out to your right. Left toes can turn in just a little bit. Now bend your right knee and sit down till the right thigh is parallel to the floor. Dorothy, you can let your hips turn a little bit. Left toes turn in a little more. A little more. Let the hips turn to your right just a little bit. And turn the right toes back 2 more inches. Good. Now hips forward, both of them, arms back. Take a deep breath. Go ahead. Please triangle pose. Right arm down, left arm up. Push your right knee back and the two butt cheeks forward. Push your right knee back, right shoulder forward, and turn your head chin to the left shoulder. Upper body stays lifted. Suck in your stomach. Get the whole chest, rib cage, upper body up and the lower body down. Bend your knee and sit down, pushing the right foot firmly to the floor so the entire bent leg feels it. It's strong, maybe a little fatigued. Now turn and twist your upper body back. That's it. Right shoulder forward, chin to the back wall. Left leg stays locked. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Turn the right toes forward. Inhale, breathing. Push your both hips forward a lot and arms back. Inhale, lift your chest up. Turn the left foot all the way out. Two heels in one line. Bend your left knee and sit down. Keep the right leg locked. Can you imagine the energization of a locked leg? That's your right leg. Now go ahead, arms back. Inhale, tilt your upper body to the left. Left arm down, right arm up. Push the left knee back and two butt cheeks forward underneath you. You want to get the butt underneath or in the same plane as the rest of the body, not sticking out behind you. So super lower abdomen, suck it in as you push the hips forward. Good, Jen. Push the left knee back, left shoulder, Veronica, towards the mirror. Sit down a little more, upper body up more. Sit down more, upper body up more. Turn and twist, chin to the right a little more. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. All right, turn the left toes in. Inhale, feet together, arms over your head. Arms down by your sides. Which is the better... Well, I shouldn't ask you that, Tanya. Which hip is bugging you a little bit right now? It's the left one. Is it that outer part? In the front and that kind of all over. Okay. All right. Second set. Triangle. Any birthdays today? All right. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Big step to the right. Arms parallel to the floor. You do not need to try to sit down as much as I want you to try to make the leg strong. Push your two butt cheeks forward. Arms back. Lift your chest. Turn the right foot all the way out. This is what I mean. As you bend the right knee... Go ahead. Don't go so much for sitting down at first. Go for pushing the right foot firmly to the floor. This will let you sit down. Turn the hips a little more, Dorothy, to your right. Left toes turn in. Turn that straight toes in towards me. Straight leg toes. A little more. And let the hips turn. Okay. One more hips forward, arms back. Go ahead into the posture. Right arm down, left arm up. Take a deep breath. Suck in your stomach. Your two hands, I want you to stretch in opposite directions. Good, Veronica. Top arm, fingertips reach up. Excellent stretch with the arms, Matt. Now take the top of your head and torso and stretch it out to the right side of the room, diagonal, in one line with the left leg heel. Left leg spine and top of the head. Stretch out and then turn. Twist, everybody. Sit down. Stretch down. Touch your toes. Inhale, come up. Wow. Turn the right toes forward. Don't skip the setup. Take a deep breath. Hips forward, arms back. Lift your chest. Turn the left foot. Make sure the foot is turned all the way, then bend your left knee, sit down until the thigh is parallel to the floor. You can turn the hips towards me, Colleen, just a little bit. Right toes turn in. Right toes. Straight leg toes, turn them in. A little more. A little more. Okay, now arms back. That looks good. Go ahead. Palms forward, chin to the right shoulder. You can do. Now take the top of your head. This is a, oh, good stomach in, Tanya. Nice. Now take a few deep breaths with the stomach in like that. Everyone, top of the head. Imagine there's a string pulling the top of the head in a straight line away from the right heel, so the leg, spine, neck, head, everything stretching out to the left side, then you twist it. At the same time, stretch up and down. Right hand up, left hand down, sit down, touch your toes. Inhale, come up. Left toes turn in, feet together, arms over your head, arms down by your sides. Standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, just the thumbs crossed, please. Right foot step out to the right, 3 foot minimum, pretty big step. Take a deep breath. Turn on your heels to face the right side of the room. Back foot turns in at a 45-degree angle. Left hip forward to get two hips in one line. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. And now go. Tuck your chin to the chest. Tammy, right foot needs to go about 6 inches to your right. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. It's still, you have overlapped heels. If your back heel's on the line, the right heel should be to the right of the line, just a touch. Go ahead, forehead to the knee. So you can see it once you get down there too. Hands in front of the foot, please. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. Back leg stays locked, but bring more body weight, Veronica, to the front foot. As much as you can, there you go, to get the two hips in one line. Keeping your chin tucked, lock the front leg, slowly come up, left hip stays forward. That's it. Head and arms up last. Turn 185 degrees, face the other side. Back foot in 45, just halfway, right hip comes forward to get two hips in one line. You got it, Tammy. Now bring the right hip forward so your hips face that wall. Inhale, stretch up. That's it. Tuck your chin to the chest. That's a good step. Tuck your chin to the chest. Push the back heel to the floor, but maximum body weight to the front foot. Forehead to the knee, and if it doesn't happen, then bring the knee up to the forehead. Everybody's stomach, suck it in. Especially emphasize stomach in on the exhales. Hold it in the best you can on an inhale, then suck it in again. Emphasize on the exhale. Shift maximum body weight to the front foot. You guys, the hips look very good. Hips in one line parallel to the floor. All right, keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg a couple of times and come up. Right hip stays forward. All the way up. Very nice. Turn and face the mirror. Right foot to the left foot. Arms down by your sides. Second set, standing separate leg. Head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together, just cross the thumbs. Right foot step out to the right, 3 foot minimum. Inhale, lift up both sets of toes, leaning on the heels and then turn on the heels. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees, left hip forward. Inhale, go up, try to touch the ceiling like you're about to touch it and then go. Tuck your chin to the chest, first the neck. Compress it, suck in your stomach. Suck in your stomach. Suck in your stomach. Just keep telling yourself, suck in the stomach. Now hold steady. In every posture, an element of relaxation will come at some point. Keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg, slowly come up. Take your time getting out of it. Once you're standing all the way, turn and face the opposite wall. Back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, go down front side. Now, as much as we are using muscles, right? We're contracting. I was talking about muscle memory, yes. But we are not solely muscling ourselves into postures. We are using force. We are contracting things, putting things in certain places that are not easy. So you can say there is an element of force in the postures, but it's a type of force that's balanced with relaxation and ultimately some ease in at least some parts of the body. Push the fingertips into the floor. One of the ways you can get closer to this sooner is always breathing normal. It's fully half of the instruction of the class, breathing always normal. Keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg, slowly come up. The other half is postures, holding stillness, right? Turn and face the mirror, right foot to the left foot, arms down by the sides. So if you think of it as 50-50, half postures holding stillness, half breathing normal, you realize, oh, the breathing, okay. That's important. Step back to your mat, please, for tree pose, toes and heels touching each other. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Bring your right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. And especially if you're having a pain body part, I was talking to Tanya about her hip. If there's a pain body part, especially, it's extra important to keep the breathing smooth. All right, once your right heel is all the way to the top of your left thigh, slowly, very gently bring the right knee down and back. To get two knees in one line, push your two butt cheeks forward to get two hips in one line. And standing leg locked, suck in your stomach, stretch your whole spine. That looks great, Amanda. Whole spine stretches up towards the ceiling. Smooth exhalation by the nose. Mouth is for emergencies, eating and speaking. Shoulders down. Left hand can come up first. Then the right hand can come up. Good. Change again. Right foot down, arms down. Left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Nose only breathing is so important. I would rather you do one set of every posture and nose breathe than do every set of everything and let the breath go by the mouth. It totally affects your nervous system balance, your stress level, hormones even. Okay, so just make it a priority. The breathing always normal means nose. All right, take your time with the hands. Stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling, two shoulders down. Standing leg locked. Breathing always normal. Good. Change again. Left foot down, arms down. Does that one bug the hip, Tanya, when you bring it up? A little bit. just go slow. Like, and I think you're doing the right thing. Just, yeah, right leg lift up. As long as you're not, what's up? Oh, Kevin's ready, but we're going to do one more. Okay, right heel to the top of the left thigh. Start in tree pose. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly come forward until you can touch the floor in front of you. Shift your body weight to the fingertips and sit down. Once you're sitting down, bring your arms around to the sides. That's good, Elizabeth. If you want to do more, walk your hands more forward towards the mirror so you get pressure on the fingertips. There you go. And then eventually the heel can come off the floor because so much weight's on the hands. Now, once you're sitting down, bring the arms around to the sides, straight down from the shoulders. Right knee down, right toes pointed, two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Once you get the spine straight, left hand in front of the chest. And if still you can balance there, right hand up. Bring the upper body up and forward, Tammy. See the shoulders and the spine? You just try to stretch them straight up. You might need to pick the foot up a little higher. Yep, and let the knee come up higher. There's no rush to bring the knee down. All right, change again. Toes stand, hands to the floor. You can, that knee can be higher. I'll show you what I mean. Come back up to tree pose. Look straight ahead in the mirror and right foot down. Left leg lift up. Here's what I mean. This knee that's coming up, it goes super high. So you can get the heel all the way up. If I don't get my heel all the way up here, I'm going to have to lean. If my foot's down here, look at, my spine has to go somewhere to grab the foot. So I'd rather you, Yatidi and Emily, look at Emily. Emily's doing this posture without any of the knee thing pressing down. Okay. And Yatidi can't bend the knee, so she's standing like this. This is far superior, like this, than this. Okay, because we have this upward lift. Go ahead, toe stand. Sorry, and that's a tree pose correction. Anyway, you can do toe stand. Look at the floor. Slowly bring the upper body forward. That's right. Now, if and when the heel goes up to the top, then you can bring the knee down. But the spine will stay lifted and straight. The hips will stay in one line. Go ahead, toe stand. I know I'm talking about tree pose. And the shoulders will be in one line. And then you have the tree, right, happening. Toe stand, hands can come up one at a time. To your limit, no more, no less. Nice job, you guys. Hands to the floor. Oh, I wish I had a video of that. That was so cool. Everyone's at a totally different stage. Come back up. Back to tree pose. Look in the mirror. Okay. Does that make sense, Tammy? Nice job. Feet together, arms down. Kevin's posture, Savasana. Head towards the mirror, feet towards the back wall. You guys look great. I get it. I know. Totally. I wouldn't call it wrong. It was on the way there, but yeah, sometimes it's the little tricks. Yeah. All right, Savasana, everybody. Heels touching each other, palms face up. Let everything loosen, settle, relax, adjust, rejuvenate, nourish. You see, we as humans, we have this thing called language, which has allowed us to do all these things that we do. But it also, the way the mouth and breathing and speaking apparatus have come about, we have sort of the worst of all the species breathing apparatus tendencies. Partly, I can't say because of, well, sort of because of, because we use the mouth for speaking, it is structurally set up so that we have a lot of breathing problems. We mouth breathe when really, that, like I said, for speaking, use the mouth for eating and for emergencies. But if every other moment of the day, do your best to breathe by the nose, you'll be much more balanced. And I mentioned the nervous system, the endocrine system, all these things are affected by whether you're nose breathing or mouth breathing. It's not just your sinuses. It's not just, you know, I was taught, breathe by the nose because it cleans and humidifies the air, as if that were it. That is a tiny, tiny aspect of what nose breathing does. Yeah, it's important, but I mean, it affects your biochemistry. So whenever you think of it, whenever you remember, whenever you notice, both directions by the nose, in and out. Okay, wind removing pose, right leg lift up. Interlace your fingers deeply with your thumbs crossed. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Head stays on the floor. Tuck your chin. Look straight down the center line of the body. So the back of the neck flattens, stretches. Eventually, no gap underneath the neck. Pull a little bit harder. Absolutely freeze. Change. Right leg lower down, arms down for just a moment. Left leg lift up. Interlace the fingers deeply so the thumbs cross well below the thumbnail. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Keeping the head on the ground, the chin presses down. Pull a little harder. This is the only thing, Tanya, just don't pull too hard. If you ever feel pinchy in that hip, just back off a little. Suck in your stomach, tuck the chin though. Shoulders down. Change, left leg lower down, arms down. Immediately both knees up, grab your elbows each other. And on this one, tell me if it bugs you, okay? Oh, it's your favorite one, okay. Grab your elbows so that's not pinching the hip. Okay, great. Tuck your chin, look down the center line of the body. Stomach in. Keep your shoulders away from the ears and press the abdominal wall down towards the spine, towards the floor. Good. Change again, arms and legs down. Shoulders calling away from the ears. Okay, next time. Second set, right leg lift up. You guys look really relaxed. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Not only when have you been in a room with 15 people so quiet, but where they're all so chilled out. Pull your knee, tuck your chin to the chest. Look down the center line of the body. I'm not saying it's perfect. I know we get worked up here and there, a little freak out sometimes in class, but then you go back to relaxation. Pull and freeze. Shoulders away from the ears, two shoulders on the floor. There you go, Sandy. Good. Change, right leg down. Good shoulders, Amanda. Left leg lift up. Interlace your fingers 2 inches below the left knee. Pull your left knee down. Tuck your chin to the chest. Now, you guys, the right leg that's straight out, flex the right foot back from the ankle. Turn the toes back. This will help the leg be aligned, not turning out. Especially your leg, Amanda's turning out. If you flex, see how the leg now went straight up. That's a nice thing to do in this one. Tuck your chin, pull, and freeze. Very good. Left leg down. Immediately, both knees up. Grab your elbows each other, or if you can't grab the elbows, just grab some arm part, or you can use a towel between the hands to make a bridge there. This will help the legs and hips relax. Now tuck the chin. Make sure ankles, feet, toes nice and loose. Suck in your stomach, chin presses down. Concentrate on every inhale, every exhale, just one at a time though. One inhale, stomach in, chin tucked, exhale. All right, change again. That looks great. Heels touch, arms down, palms up. Inhale, breathing smooth and steady. Very nice. Next, we do a sit-up. If you have any lower back pain or situation, you can roll over instead. Anyway, for the sit-up, feet together, flex arms over your head, cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Strong exhalation. Head to the knees. Next is Cobra Pose. Turn around, lie down on your abdomen. Hands underneath the chest, close with the shoulders. Middle fingertips in line with the tops of the shoulders, no higher. Pinky fingers in line with deltoids. Glue it down. Distribute the weight equally the same all over the hands, fingers, palms. It was, yes, Eric, right there. Legs and feet together. Hips and thighs contract. Inhale, breathing, lift your upper body up using 100% back strength. Push your hands, palms firmly as if they're going through the floor. So you really push into the floor with the hands. Come up until the elbows are perfectly right there, Sandy, 90-degree angle at the elbow joint. Now lift your chin up, lift your chest up, left hand fingers. There you go, Tanya. Push down, lift up. Everybody look up, everybody go up. Change again, chin on the floor. Bring your arms down by your sides. Nice one, Emily. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. Let the heels fall open. Tanya, I think I'm seeing left hand and here as a unit. Keep trying to relax this when you push the hands down, okay? Can you feel it? Okay. It's like one thing. It is one thing, right? But anyway, let's do second set. Chin on the floor, hands underneath the chest. We don't always sense it as one thing. All right, now you can bring the hands a little in towards each other, Tanya, and a little lower towards your feet. Yes, right there. Now don't move them. Glue it down. Good setup, Aaron. Chin on the floor, legs and feet together. Inhale, come up, everybody. Push the floor hard with your palms, but keep the shoulders dropped down away from the ears. You got it, Jen. Elbows stay in. You got it, Tammy. Squeeze legs together. A little bit of pressure, just a little bit between the feet and the floor. A lot of pressure underneath the hands. Push the ribs up. Push your chin up. Look for the wall behind you. Drop the shoulders down one more. Change again. That was better, Tanya. I could see it. Bring your arms down next to you. Look to your left. Locust pose. Turn your hands over, palms on the mat. Slide your arms underneath you until the pinky fingers are touching each other side by side. And the chin, you slide as far forward as possible. Neck, throat, eventually flat on the floor. All right, lock your right leg only. Keep the left leg relaxed. Right leg lift up. Come up to a 45 degree angle, half of 90, knees straight. Toes pointed. Push the hands down. Push the arms down. Slide the chin forward. Look forward, leg up. Leg up, leg up, leg up. Change, right leg down. Lock your left leg, point the toes, lift up, chin forward. Now, here's the thing. Extra strength of the leg. So it's either holding still or lifting, never dropping, never bouncing. Come up, more up, thigh up, go up, hold it. Change, left leg lower down. It's a hard one mentally, I know. Turn your head and mouth on the towel. Readjust the arms a little straighter or closer to each other. Make sure the head does not turn in this one. Inhale, breathing, begin. Both legs lift up without bending the knees. Everybody come up. Everybody, legs up, nice, Colleen. Thighs together, lift up, knees straight, come up. You got it, Matt. A little more right leg up, Matt. Just a little bit right hip up, lift up, lift up. Go up right there, hold it. Change again, lower the legs. Take your arms out from underneath and turn your head to the right. Matt, that was just right. It's just enough, just such a small amount that was needed. Everyone is welcome to put a yoga ornament on the yoga tree that's in the lobby. There's a little plastic box on the bench. It's all wrapped up in paper towel, all cozy, but you'll find it's probably a yoga posture or something related, like there's a little camel statue or a bunny rabbit. People have brought them in over the years. Some of them are homemade. It's been super fun to see what shows up. Somebody brought me the leg lamp. Jen B. brought me the leg lamp from A Christmas Story because it's a nice locked leg, you know. With the fishnet hose, of course. All right, turn your hands over, palms down, slide your arms underneath the body. Chin on the floor. I mean, some of the homemade ones are amazing. Like some of them ceramic, some of them embroidered. Okay, right leg lift up, 10 counts, go up 9, 8, thigh up 7, 6, push the hands down 5, that's it, 4, now don't let it drop, lift it, lift it, lift it, lift it, lift it, lift it, change. Are you breathing or are you thinking about 3, 2, 1? Left leg lift up, 10 counts, 9, 8. You know what to do, 7, 6, push the hands down, 5. You can lift. You could do this for 20 seconds. 3, you could. 2, so 10 is no big deal. 1, change, left leg down. All right, that was much better, you guys. Turn your head and mouth on the towel. How to be right now. Inhale, breathing, 10 counts. Lift up, 9. 8, legs together, 7, you can do it, 6, 5, push hands down, 4, you got it, Jen, 3, lift up, 2, go up, 1, lower the legs, all right, take your arms out, turn your head to the left. So much of suffering, anguish, and even a huge amount of things that have diagnostic terms are completely intertwined with. We didn't know about present moment. We didn't know about keeping our mind here rather than in the past, recycling, rehashing, wishing, you know, or in the future, trying to avoid things. It wasn't part of our K through 12 generally as a subject every year. I'm not saying someone didn't try to help you with this, okay? You may very well have had situations where you were either directly, explicitly, or implicitly put into present moment concentration. Thank goodness, all right? Probably had a few of those experiences, but it wasn't a subject every year, which on my planet it would be, okay? Because this does tremendous, tremendous healing, and maybe you could even say our natural potential on the human mental energetic state. Okay, full locus is next. Chin on the floor, bring your arms out to the sides, straight out from the shoulders, all five fingers together. Look, I liked math, but would I rather have done calculus or spent even just 1 year practicing that of my growing life? Inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until only the hip bones are touching the floor. Arms up, chin up, look up, legs up. Now, when you inhale, reach out to the side walls. Thumbs with the index fingers. I know it's a subtle detail, but the nerves are very complex and subtle. Legs up. Everybody go up. Everybody come up. Change again. Jen, nice one at the end. Everything comes down. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. Let the heels separate. Second set, chin on the floor, bring your arms out to the sides. Thumbs stay with the index fingers. All the other fingers stay together. Legs together as one cobra tail. Don't open it. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, legs lift up. Go ahead, please. Good arms, Jen. Very good. Legs together. Now chest up, everybody. Chest up. Keep going. Arms, Eric. Arms, arms, arms. Five. Breathing smoothly. Four. Chest up, Veronica. Three. Rib cage up. Two. Exhale, lift everything. One, nice job. Arms, chin, and feet straight down. Bring your arms down by your sides. Very last thing you do is turn the head, please. Look to your left. Dhanurasana bow pose. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside just below the toes. All five fingers together on each hand. Knees, hands, feet, shoulders, everything like two wheels in one base. That just means side-by-side wheels, right? Nothing going in or out. Inhale, breathing, begin, kick up and look up. Start with the kick. You can look up, chin up, chest step, but make sure your kicking is continuous without stopping. Now roll forward onto the abdomen. Remember, smooth, normal nose breathing. Hands get pulled up by the kick. Let the hands just be kicked up to the ceiling. Roll forward, chin up, eyes up, kick up. Change again. Chin and knees touch the floor. Bring your arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. Let everything settle. In one exhale. And then a little more on the next exhale. Bow pose is not just bow pose. Bow pose is you figuring out you. Now that might mean spine joints, it might mean breathing tendencies, habits of focus, your shoulders. I mean, it could be a lot of different things, and sometimes many things at once. Bow pose is the tool or the means, and there's a ton of purely physical benefit on the way. Let's try it again. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside. Posture is the tool, though. For healing, for figuring out. Posture is not the end goal. Inhale, breathing, kick up. When you try correctly, when you try the right way, it helps you figure these things out. Thighs come up. Make sure the breathing is smooth. Now, let your hands be pulled up by your kick. The feet come up. Think of getting the thighs off the floor, even upper thighs. That's it, Ellen. Now, bring the knees 1/2 inch closer to each other. Lift your chin up so front of the neck stretches. Kick. Everybody kick. Breathing smoothly. Kick. Change. Arms down by your sides, turn your head to the left. All right, fix firm poses. Next, come up to the top of the mat. Please sit on your heels, knees, and feet together. Lift your hips up just enough so you can separate the feet. Lower the hips to the floor right between the heels. Make sure there's no gap between heels and the hips. If you can, get your hips to the floor. Put your hands on the soles of the feet. Lean back onto the elbows one at a time, then the head, back of the head and shoulders. If you can't sit down all the way, you just wait. Breathe smoothly and relax. If you're all the way back on the shoulders and back of the head, bring your arms over the head, grabbing your elbows each other. Pull the forearms into the floor. Tuck your chin to the chest. Lift your chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling, creating a perfect human bridge. The knees must always stay on the floor, so only go far as back as the knees can stay down. Hands to the feet, please. With help of the elbows, come up. Chest up, spine straight, chin down, turn around, relax on your back. That one gets the knee, Tanya? A little bit? Okay. Here's how not to sit. I had the same teacher for first and second grade. She was amazing. What I remember her telling is don't sit. And the reason you do not sit like this, look at my feet. Absolutely do not sit like this. This pulls on your knees, and they are correct to tell you not to sit like this. Okay, but this is 100% fine. It is so different on the knees. But they're right. That's true. This is different. Okay. Now, if it bugs the knee, though, Tanya, don't sit. You can sit less. You can go back less. It just might not be ready. Okay, feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up. Grab the toes. Strong exhalation. Head to the knees. All right, second set. Sit on the heels. As long as the feet are straight, you just go to your tolerance. If it really pulls on a knee, you can either separate the knees or just stay there. Don't force the knees. All right, hips on the floor, hands to the soles of the feet, go back onto the elbows. The feet and toes point straight back or even slightly to the inside is okay. As long as the toes and feet are not turning out, it's okay for the knees. Just go to your tolerance. Elbows, head, back of the head, shoulders. Sometimes separating the knees can help it too, Tanya, if you want to test it out. It helps some people, not everybody. Tuck the chin. See if the shoulders will come down, Dorothy. That's right. Chest up. Breathing very smoothly. That looks good, Tanya. Change again. Hands to the feet with help of the elbows. Come up. Chest up. Spine straight. Very nice. Turn around. Relax on your back. Any questions? Does that make sense, Tanya? Does it feel okay? All right. It's so great to see you, Elizabeth. Yay. All right, feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale fully, sit up, grab the toes. Strong exhale, head to the knees. Half tortoise pose is next. Turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together, no gap underneath ankles. Spine straight in the middle. Take a deep breath, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Before you come forward, we have some business to do. Number one, inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Number two, suck in your stomach, push the hips down into your heels, and then come forward. Try to keep those two opposing directions of stretch, the reaching forward with the fingertips and the pressing down and back with the pelvis towards or into the heels. Forehead touches the floor, side edges of the pinky fingers touch the floor, wrists in the air, palms pressing together. Now stay here, continuously stretch forward. Take some deep breaths in by the nose and slowly out by the nose. So the rib cage, you can start to feel the breathing. It's not just an abstract nose thing. You feel it all over. In your mind, the arms come up first, then the head, then the upper back. Inhale, do it. Arms, then head, then upper back. Come up. Arms down by your sides. Okay, turn around, relax on your back. You can have a vision of it, right? Dream about it. Practice it while you're walking around or standing or driving or anything. And practice mentally. Feet together, flex arms over your head. Take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation. Head to the knees. All right, let's do second set. Turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways, palms together. So first we have to establish this. Inhale, reach up. Suck in your stomach, almost like a little tilt underneath of the pelvis, just the tiniest bit, and then come forward. Try to keep the hips just like that for as long as you can. I know they might not stay. That's not the point. The point is that you try. And then again, you try. And again, you try to touch the mirror, and you take a deep breath, and you keep stretching. It's a continuous without intermission thing in a yoga posture. You're there for it. It's not just that you're stretching forward, it's that you're there the whole time, concentrating. Arms and head together. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms down by your sides. Wonderful. Turn around, relax on your back. In a certain way, this Hatha yoga we're doing is a shortcut to meditative state, okay, because we have something in the present moment to concentrate on. There are classes or practices that are seated concentration practices that might be called meditation. Okay, you're doing the same thing in here. You have things to focus on in the present moment, but the input for both of those things is concentration. Okay, in my training background, meditation is not a thing that you do. It's not even a verb. It's the end result of concentration. It just happens as a result of you concentrating. Whether you're sitting, simply focus on breathing in your spine, or putting a body part here and putting a body part there and sucking in your stomach. Okay, either way. But it happens to be, for most people, you have more quick success at the end result state when you have the body parts to concentrate on. And then you get all this physical, biochemical, all these other benefits along the way. It's kind of a hyper shortcut, right? All right. Feet together, flex. Arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up. Grab the toes. Strong exhalation. Head to the knees. All right. Next, we have camel posture. Turn around. Stand up on the knees. It's seen as like, oh my gosh, 90 minutes. Are you kidding me? But it's really the quickest way. Stand up on the knees that I know of. Hands on the hips or the low back, fingers point down. Take a nice deep breath, everyone. Push your hips forward all the way. Relax the face and front side of the body. Drop your head all the way back. Look for the wall behind you. Go back halfway, bend as much of your spine as much as you can. Then right hand down, grab the right heel. Thumb on the outside, four fingers inside. Then left hand down, grab the heel. Thumb on the outside, four fingers inside. Hands higher, Eric, on your low back, above the hips. There you go. Push the hips forward, everybody. Push your face and chin back. Keep pushing thighs and stomach forward. Now get your hands back up to the place. Inhale, push your hips forward, chest up, spine straight. Turn around, relax on your back. How does this one do on the hip, Tanya? Does it pull on the front? This is stopping you from going back? Okay. Does it feel like bone, or does it feel like muscle slash soft tissue when you back bend? Okay. Good news. Yeah. Feet together, flex. Arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up. Grab the toes. Strong exhalation. Head to the knees. All right, second set. Turn around. Stand up on the knees. Here's the thing, Tanya. When you get to that limit, repetition of less intensity is what you want. Okay? Go ahead. Stand up on the knees, everyone. Hands on the low back or a little bit higher. Inhale. Push your hips forward. Lift up your chin and chest to go back. Because here's what we want to happen, Tanya. I want you to relax that part of the body that's stopping you. So you have to make sure, go ahead, everyone, you can grab the heels or keep the hands on the hips. You want to make sure you go to a place where you're like, yep, okay, there's some stretching happening, but you can relax while it's happening. Because you kind of have to teach that body part that everything's okay. And you do that by smooth breathing. Take your time, and you can stay a little longer. Don't go too far, just far enough so you feel some intensity, but you can relax with the breathing and your whole state internally. Nice job. Good one, Aaron. Hands back up. Inhale, push the hips forward, spine straight, turn around, relax on your back. Can you see what I mean a little bit? Sometimes our minds are like, ooh, I have to go further, I have to get more stretch, but then the body can't settle in that extra too much version of whatever it is, right? We're like, oh, I want to stretch it. But if there's too much force and not enough relaxation, it doesn't communicate. Everything's just fine right now. And we want to have that communicated when we're in a yoga posture. Because this is a lasting, it's a memory also that happens of, I'm in a really deep back bend and I feel calm. That's a certain memory. You're training yourself to have that experience. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, rabbit posture is next. Turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Grab the soles of the feet or put your hands close to the grip to begin with, thumbs on the outside. Inhale, stretch your spine straight up towards the ceiling, and then begin, tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing, go down front side, touch your forehead to the knees, automatically top of your head touching the floor. And lift your hips up all the way until arms, elbows are straight. You're just going to flip the hands around, Tanya, 180. Go like this. Don't worry. That's perfect. Lift your hips up, roll forward till arms, elbows are straight, and you're pulling on the heels, but you keep the feet pressing to the floor. Now, suck in your stomach. Belly button lifts up away from the knees, stretching your entire spine. Change. Lower the hips back to the heels. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Turn around, relax on your back. Aaron, you are welcome to do extra camel postures if rabbit is a irritant. Okay? Did you say thank you? You know it's good when someone says, oh, yes, please, more camel pose. All right. No, some people, there are some situations for the spine where forward bending is more detrimental than it is beneficial. And in that case, you may do extra camel feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath. It's not very many, but some situations it's the case. Come up, sit up, grab the toes. Turn around for rabbit posture. Rabbit posture has a lot of benefits. So you got to make sure you're absolutely one of those people, all right? Tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, go down front side. It's very good for the sinus. It's very good for the head. Go ahead, forehead to the knees, top of the head to the floor. That little pressure on the top of the head is also very nice for your brain. Lift up your hips. Make sure the stomach stays in. Full palm grip on the heel. Push the feet down, ankles pressed to the floor. And the heels can squeeze in a little bit towards each other. Maximum of 30% of the weight on your head. That's good, Eric. Belly button in and up towards the ceiling. Total backside of the body stretching on the spine. All right, change again. Not the whole backside of the body, just the spine. Turn around, relax on your back. Total backside of the body stretches, stretching pose or hands to feet pose. It's a little bit different. Any questions so far? If you don't have one yet, everyone's invited to make a, I have these lovely holiday cards and we have super fun stickers. And if anyone has so graciously put up a review on Google, there's an extra bonus sticker box at the top of the ladder. They're extra cool. And if you would like one of those extra cool stickers, I am bribing you with stickers. I'll own that. All right. I really appreciate you guys putting up your particular experiences to it. You know, sometimes we can feel very alone when there's a pain or injury or whatever, something. And to be able to understand, even if it's not exactly the same, but that other people are going through things and having success with improving it at least. I mean, there's so much hope in that. And, oh, if we don't need that, I don't know what we need. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right. Are we done with rabbit pose? Okay, sit facing the mirror, thank you. Right leg out cornerwise, bend your left knee. Create pressure between sole of your left foot and the inner right thigh. Arms over the head, turn your upper body to the right, reach out, grab the right foot just below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, then go down front side, forehead to the right knee. If you cannot get the head to the knee, bend the knee up a little bit. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, then push the knee down with your forehead. Make sure the knee and forehead stay together. Everybody, all five toes, talk to them, please. Turn them back. Roll into the center just enough to get two shoulders in one line. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, other side. Left leg out cornerwise, bend the right knee. Push, I want pressure. This is a massage of your inner left thigh with the right foot. Turn your upper body to the left. Good, Emily, reach and grab, pull. Chin down, stomach in, head to the knee. All five toes turn back. Roll in just a tiny bit, right? That's good, Veronica. Now, that's enough with the right shoulder down. Now bring both elbows down towards the floor. But if the elbows touch the floor, make sure there's no pressure between elbows and the floor. I want the head in closer to your stomach. Inhale, breathe in, come up. It's not happening all that often, but it does happen. Legs straight out, lie back. As soon as the arms touch the floor, inhale, breathe in, come up. Now we will stretch the entire backside of the body. Grab your big toes with the pointer finger, middle finger, and thumb. Walk your hips right, left, backwards 10, 15 times to get the legs straight. Flex both feet back from the ankles and especially the outside edge of the foot below the pinky toe. I want you to turn back. Inhale, chest up, stomach, and very slowly push the knees down. Feet look good, Ellen. Keep the pinky toes turning back, flattening the feet from the front view. Now, once you can get both legs locked and stay there, with normal breathing for a few seconds, then stretch your upper body forward. Veronica, thighs. Push the knees down, hold it. I don't care about stretching forward if the legs bend. I want legs locked. Take a deep breath, legs locked. Take a deep breath, legs locked. Hold it. Nice one. Change again. Wow, you guys, turn around, relax on your back. When was the last time you were in a room of 15 people so quiet and breathing well and doing something really hard all at the same time? This is amazing, you guys. Feet together, flex arms over your head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation. Head to the knees. All right, second set, sit facing the mirror, right leg out. Maximum of 90 degrees between the legs. So each leg at 45 degrees from center is the maximum. Arms over the head, turn your upper body to the right. Reach out, keep the right leg locked for as long as you can. Dorothy, can you bring your left hip back so your hips are facing straight ahead? Yes, and then when you turn, just turn the upper body, but keep the hips facing the mirror. It's a subtle thing, but the hips are not square to the straight leg. They're square to the mirror. That's better. Push the knee down with your forehead. Looks good, Ellen. Hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Did you guys catch that? Legs are out 45 degrees each. The pelvis stays forward. The upper body turns. So you kind of push the left hip back. Turn your upper body to the left. Sorry, right hip back. I'm doing it mirror version. Keep the right pelvis back when you turn. Part of what helps this is the pressure between the right foot and left thigh. Helps you keep the left knee down, left hip back. Roll in just a touch, two shoulders in one line. Awesome. Inhale, breathing, come up. Bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back for your sit-up. Take a deep breath. Come up again. Grab the big toes. First two fingers wrap very firmly around the big toe. Walk your hips right, left, backwards. Flex both feet back from the ankles. Turn the pinky toe side of the foot back. Everybody take a deep breath. Pull on your toes slowly, gently, but it is going to be intense when you actually pull on the toes the whole time. Knees down before you come forward. Thighs contract. Heels off the floor. Push the knees down, hold five. Inhale smoothly. Four, when you exhale, three, upper body can slide forward, two. Keep the thighs contracted. That's it, Sandy, keep it. Breathe and keep it. Breathe and hold it. Change, come up. How'd you do over there? Turn around, relax on your back. How you doing, Colleen? Yeah. It will work itself out, but yeah. Remember what I told you to focus on? Do you remember what that day when it was really bad? The stomach and chest up is going to help the body not sort of deposit the tension up here. And throughout the day, too, you can, like, even when you're sitting in the car, it's hard. I mean, all those seats in the car do funny things. They're supposedly ergonomic, but I'm like, I'm in a forward bend here. I don't think this is a good idea, guys. Anyway, I'm glad we have transportation. The point is, when you sit in a car, when I had some back injury, I had to sit in my car like this. And the seat was way back here, all folded. I could not sit in a car seat without pain. So sometimes if you're having even a neck thing, it looks a little fun. People will be like, wow, she's really enthusiastic about driving. No, it's just, you just, whoa, this is so exciting. Okay. No, but it can really help. You'd be amazed just 10 minutes of poor sitting, just because the seat's that way. It can affect you the rest of the day. Okay, let's do a sit-up. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes. Strong exhale, head to the knees. All right, half spine twisting pose. Turn a quarter turn to your right so you're facing the left side of the room. Bend your left knee in front of you on the floor. And cross the right foot over the left knee, heel touching the knee, two hips on the ground. Inhale, breathing, left arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over the right knee. Push your knee back. Turn the hand palm down. How's that on the hip, Tanya? Is this a weird one? Straighten the left leg instead of having it bent and see if that helps. Go ahead, everyone, twist to the right. Right arm on your back, hand on the back, palm facing out. A little better? Okay, keep your both butts on the floor, okay? Two butts on the floor, everybody. Twist to the right. Right shoulder down and back. That's good, Amanda. Right shoulder can reach back. Twist, everybody, twist, stomach in, twist. Untwist the spine. That looks much better. It looked like it was a struggle before, Tanya. Okay, other leg. Okay, on this side, if your knee bends, you can do the knee bent or keep it straight. Left foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee. Now inhale, try to touch the ceiling with the right hand. Cross it over the left knee. Push your knee back. Turn the hand over, palm down. Trying to grab the right knee with your right hand. Or if you can't grab the knee, grab the towel next to the knee. Now sit up tall, chest up. Chest up and turn your head. Look to the left. The left shoulder and upper arm can lead the twist a little bit towards the mirror. Look to the left side. On an inhale, chest up, stomach, and let the shoulders drop down. I want the inside elbow pit, Amanda, open. Can you show this part? Yes, and then just flip. There you go. There. Good. Very nice. Twist one more to the left. Change again. That's really good for this part here. Okay? All right. Nice practice. Turn around, relax on your back. we could start a something. You guys, we could all drive around town like that all the time. Sitting up straight in our car seats. And we recognize each other across the road. Oh, that person was, I know who they are. That's somebody I know. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. All right, final breathing exercise of the class. No, in 2017, when I super hurt my back, it happened after I drove to and from Chicago within a day. I was sitting, and I had some other issues that were weak, but that sent it over the edge. Anyway, and sleeping. People get sleeping injuries, too. They wake up, and they're like, oh, gosh, it happens. All right, hands on the thighs, elbows locked, shoulders down. Focus one point in front of you, masks on the face, please, and begin. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. Belly in, 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 in. Keep the chest up, spine straight, shoulders down. That's it. Right on the clap. Just wait for it. Wait for it. Wait. Clap. Exhale. 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 Make sure you leave yourself time for the inhale to happen. Keep going. Same pace, but a little stronger. 5, 4, 3. Very good. 2, 1. Take one big breath in. Exhale. Now decide to exhale on each clap, even if it's shallower. If you miss a few, fine. Do 3 or 4 quick ones. Just do 3 quick. Just do 4. Try it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, everybody. Good morning. Nice to see you all. Now we can have a day. Turn around, relax on your back. Head towards the mirror, feet towards the back wall. This morning I was talking to my early morning class, 6 a.m., about how the idea with the yoga practice. And I know this is hard and sometimes impractical, but sometimes it's just different, but not impractical. Doing your yoga before everything else starts in the day is one of the best things you can do, and that's usually how those practices have been taught, when they're taught. Having a studio and a business, kind of a weird cultural, you know, here we are. But anyway, I'm glad we're here, and I'm glad we can do it at night, but when yoga practices have been taught, it's usually get up in the morning before everyone else even gets up, because they're going to want your attention, and you need to give yourself the attention before all that starts. So morning is just so great. You have the rest of the day to be in the resultant state from your practice. Wonderful class. Take your time and let me know if you have any questions. I'll see you tomorrow. Great class, Emily. Thanks for joining online.